the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is coming to New Jersey tomorrow to visit the site of the latest sinkhole along Route 80. He'll be joined by Governor Phil Murphy and Congressman Tom Keene. Scores of drivers have been facing long-term disruptions after yet another sinkhole did form on the busy highway in Morris County, forcing the highway to close there in both directions.
It's over 2 hours today, so normally like 45 minutes. It's backing up a lot, especially over here, trying to get towards 15. Yeah, it's not great.
Emergency sinkhole repairs had already been taking place at a different spot when the latest hole opened up in that area Wednesday along the median. The series of sinkholes started back in December. An abandoned mine shaft below had caused a collapse in the roadway. A charity honoring New Jersey native and NHL star Johnny Gaudreau's life and that of his brothers is now up and running.
The John and Matthew Gaudreau Foundation, officially launched by their widows, who say the goal of the organization is to support initiatives and projects that align with the values and passions their husbands championed during their lives, like youth hockey efforts, helping hockey families in times of need, and now assisting those impacted by drunk driving crashes. It was last summer that Johnny and Matthew lost their lives after they were struck by a suspected drunk driver in Oldmans Township a day before their sister was to be married. Jennifer Bolsoni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And it's a true sign of spring, the return of the Essex County Cherry Blossom Festival. It's set to return to Branch Brook Park in Newark from April 5th through April 13th this year. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Another wild week for stocks. DoorDash says it's partnering with a finance company to give customers more ways to pay. The delivery app says it will be working with Klarna, a buy now, pay later app, in the coming months. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 32 points at 41,985. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit rueinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Getting any more mild for the weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clear to partly cloudy here for tonight. Breezy early on, though winds will diminish here late tonight. Lows from the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, breezy. There could be a stray shower in the area for the afternoon. Other than that, tomorrow should be the nicest day of the weekend. Try to get out and enjoy it. Clouds, some sunshine with a high near 60 degrees. Trending much colder for tomorrow night. Brisk lows in the upper 20s. Sunday will be cooler overall. Early sun will be followed by some clouds. Highs ranging from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. We are watching for some rain then for Sunday night. Monday, damp and cool. Cloudy, occasional rain through the day. Highs generally in the middle 50s. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Highs once again in the mid-50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Pat Benz.
In Flemington, it is 50 degrees. Freehold, 52. Pennsville, 53. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Closet Factory. Their expert designers can help organize and declutter your entire home. They can help you with custom closets, garages, mudrooms, and much more. Call them today for a free design consultation or visit them online at closetfactory.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.